Thank God for being here. It's good to see Brother Robert. Haven't seen him in a while.
Amen.
God's good to us.
Amen.
And I'm glad I know him. He's my personal friend. He's my personal Savior. Over in, I'm just going to look at something right fast in Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. The other week, me and Brother Hyatt was going down yonder. We talked about this in verse chapter 13. The Lord just been putting this on my heart. It says, verse 1, chapter 13, verse 1, the same day when Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower. So he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake of many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, and some hundredfold, and some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. Who hath ears, let him hear. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of the Word of God. I thank you, God, for this church. I thank you for my family here, Lord. I thank you for the pastor and his wife. And I pray you bless the church. Bless the reading of the Word, God. And just help me, Lord. You laid this on my heart. I've been pondering it for quite a while. I pray you help me now. And that might be a help to somebody, in Jesus' name. In here we see that men preachers talk about this. And I've even preached this before. And where they planted the seeds. And you know, if you planted a seed, if you planted a garden, you know, you plant gardens sometimes and the seeds wouldn't come up, or something was wrong with them, and the bird eat them or something. But it says here in verse 4, it said, and when he sowed some seeds, fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. When he's planting them, you know, the seeds didn't fall in the row. I mean, you lay a row off to put the seeds in, they fell by the wayside. Yeah. They fell over to the side. Yeah. And you know, that's the way it is with the Word of God. When the man of God preaches, or you witness and testify to somebody, and you tell them about Jesus, they might not even have their mind tuned in to what you're saying. Right. And that word that you feed them, give them, it just goes by the wayside. And then it just gets swept away, the birds eat it. You know, when you plant seed, and therefore that word is no good. That word doesn't get in the heart because it fell by. It fell by.
Yes.
It didn't fall into. It fell by. It just fell over there on the ground.
Right.
Didn't do nothing. And just, you know, went away. Dried up and went away. Sometimes they'll sprout out and just fall over because there's nothing to grow there. But we'll get to that. And it says, the fowls came and devoured them up. And that's the way it is. You know, a lot of times you witness to somebody, and the old devil comes, and what you give somebody, and the devil come along, and he'll try to get it away from them. I had this boy down the road. I witnessed to him and talked to him about the Lord. And, I was giving him all kinds. He said, I've never heard that before. I've never heard that. And I had him, you know, where the Lord was dealing with, and I didn't have him, but the Lord was dealing with him. And that's like the word there. You know, it was going in, but it was falling by the ways. And he left there and went and talked to his uncle and come back and didn't believe nothing I said. He said he was good. He was all right. He was going to heaven.
But that word went by the wayside rather than going into. It didn't go into the land. It went by the wayside. And therefore it was not picked up and growed upon. And it wasn't watered and didn't take off. He didn't become a Christian. He didn't get saved because he trusted what someone else said.
That's right.
And that's the problem today. You go around and there's so much false teaching going on. So many of these false preachers down here. They ain't preachers, they just proclaimers, entertainers. They get up there instead of preaching the word, they throwing out stuff that doesn't mean nothing, and it's falling by the wayside, and it doesn't go nowhere. And we got now twofold child of hell because they believe the word and they become more a child of the devil than they was. They don't have it in them that what should have been. Well, when a man of God preaches and lays it down, I mean, we used to preach. Preachers used to preach, and they'd plow the corn. They say they'd lay the road, lay the plow down deep, and it'd cut deep in there, and they'd put it down. They'd go down through there. Now they don't do it no more. They don't. You get them on the TV, radio. It's all about entertainment. It's all about numbers. It's just been like that. I've been saved 40-some years, 43 years. And, you know, back then they started all this stuff, bussing people in and giving them candy and getting them in. Amen. And they quit laying the plow down. They quit going down deep. They just started hitting it a little bit. Now this thing, they got it around now. Watch them plant all the time. They'll plant soybean one time, and they don't plow the field no more, Harley. They come around with a hole puncher and just punch holes in the ground. They don't plow the field, and they go around spray the poison on and kill the weeds, and then they punch holes and plant things. They don't get in deep and dig down deep, and they don't let the ground rest. The Bible talks about planting, 6 years, and the seventh year letting the ground rest. Right. They don't do that no more.
Right.
They just go in there and they just plant them seeds, throw them by the wayside. They're not going nowhere. And churches today have thrown the word by the wayside, and they don't even have the word of God. They take these garbage books, these peanuts and funny books they got, and they give that stuff out, and it wouldn't help nobody. Wouldn't nobody get under conviction?
Right.
But they're planting by the wayside. They're just throwing it out by the wayside.
Right.
God help these people. I don't want to throw it by the way. I want to put it in deep. I want to know when I let the plow down, and it's going to go deep in their heart.
Amen.
They say, well, you got my toes. I wasn't aiming for your toes. I was wanting your heart.
Amen.
I don't want to care nothing about your toes.
Amen.
That ain't going to get you saved. It's in the heart where you get saved. And you know, so they planted by the wayside there. He just tossed them out. And it went by the wayside. And the birds come along and ate them. And then said, some fell. Now, eat the ones they threw. Some, they didn't fall. They didn't fall by the wayside. They fell on rocky, stony ground.
Right.
It says here, they fell upon.
Yeah.
They fell upon it. And as it's laying on top of it,
yeah.
As I said a little bit ago, you know, it just sprouted out. And didn't get no roots or nothing. You know, you can take a potato and watch it in a bag when it starts shooting them shoots out. But you take and cut them little shoots out, a little chunk of potato, and you go out there and put it in good ground, it'll come up. But if you put it in thin ground, it's not going to come up. It's going to come up just a little, but it's going to die. Why? Because there's no substance underneath there for the roots to get in. There's nothing for the roots to tap in and get that water and get fed by that water. And that's what's wrong with people today. They come in and make a profession, but they don't get the roots in. The roots are just laying on top, and they're just withering around the sides, and they fall out. You see, you look for them next week, and they're not in church. You know, they might miss a week, come a week. And I just wonder about some of these people that their roots aren't in deep in the ground. They fell on stony ground, and they looked like they was going to come up and take off, but they didn't do it. They just come up and fell over.
Amen.
I mean, you know them, right? You know I'm telling you the truth. Word of God is true.
Amen.
And it comes to hit on that hard ground.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you can! I told my church. I said, "We can pack this church out." I said, "I know how to do it. We'll go get them. I get a brother at church. He can come down here and put us lights up, do all kind of stuff, fireworks stuff, and we can pack it out down here. Entertainment, that's what it's all about. Amen. It'll make you feel good. Hey, sometimes the Word of God's going to tear your heart up, and you ain't going to feel so good at the moment. When God's digging deep in your heart, and you're getting the lash of that old whip on your back, and buddy, you feel, oh, Lord, and it ain't your toes, it's your heart that God gets a hold and squeezing that heart. And you're thinking, oh, man, what have I been doing? I'm just playing church.
Right.
Breaks my heart to see these ones that's just playing church.
Yes,
and now you got all this stuff, COVID mess, and they don't even go to church, and they sit at home in their jammers and robe and with short pants and watching on the internet. The internet's good, and that's a good thing when you couldn't come to church. But you need to be in the house of God, sitting in your seat. Brother Robert said that was his seat, and that is his seat. And I'm telling you, you need to be in the house of God. You cannot get on the TV what you could get in the house.
Amen.
You couldn't get what was here this morning.
Amen.
What was here this morning didn't go through that TV.
Amen.
It didn't do it, preacher.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it didn't get in nobody's heart. But I tell you, it got in my heart this morning. And I just couldn't help but praise God.
Amen.
He said, praise ye the Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And if you're on stony ground, you ain't going to praise the Lord because you're going to wither away. And then it said, when the sun come up, it says that sprung up, and because they had no deepness, they wasn't deep. They was just barely on the ground. They didn't have nothing.
Right.
And then the sun come up, and they scorched. And because they had no root, they just withered away.
Right.
I mean, you look around. This church here, you'd probably run 500-600 if all the people would be in here to come in and out.
A thousand.
Where are they at?
Yeah.
I love that church, and oh, it's such a blessing. And then you never see them. They'll come and then they'll leave, and they don't care nothing for the house of God because there's no entertainment. Well, what you got for the children, the Bible.
Amen.
Or what you got for the elderly, the Bible.
Amen.
Or what you got for my little bitty kids in kindergarten. Well, we got the Bible.
Amen.
We got the Bible for everything and every cause because the Bible will do the job.
Amen.
If the Bible don't do the job, you need to pray and pray hard and then get in the Bible and let the Bible work in your heart. For the Bible is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I put all my trust in this book.
Amen.
There is no other book.
Amen.
The King James is the word of God.
Yeah.
I don't put my faith in nothing else.
Right.
There is no other way. But I tell you what, they threw it out on that stony ground and it fell there and it didn't do nothing but just sprang up and fell over. And then some they throwed out. It went into the thorns. It fell among thorns. Well, you ever tried to get anything out from thorns? You know, I used to hate to pick raspberries with all them thorns and stuff. Mom said, go down there and pick me some. And we'd go down beside the road. My gosh, they wasn't worth it. I didn't like them to start with. I come back all cut up and bleeding and everything. What in the world would somebody want them nasty things for? I don't want them. You might like them and thank God for you. But I tell you what, when it got thrown in them thorny ground, it wasn't going to do nothing. Even if it come up, there wasn't nobody going to get the fruit from it because it was in the thorny ground.
Yeah.
And you take a person, they get in the thorny ground. That, to me, that's in a church where they're not preaching nothing. And they over there in that thorny ground and they going around hearing all that stuff that ain't even true. They getting false doctrine and they don't hear the Word of God. And then they go out and they couldn't tell nobody about how to be saved. They couldn't tell nobody what Jesus Christ done for them. They couldn't tell nobody what Jesus done on the cross. But thank God that there is a way that when you get saved, you'll know these things.
Amen. Yeah.
But them thorny ground, they don't. When they go in there, well, I watch them people. They plant them right in front of my house. They plant a soybean and they plant wheat. And they plant this. They don't go down there in that old thorny ground and cut that stuff. When they go through there cutting all them wheat and stuff, they get the good ground, the good wheat. They don't get over there in the thorns. Brother Keith, they don't go over there because that's wheat. That's bad stuff. And they don't want to get in that bad stuff. And see, therefore, it just lays over there and wastes away. And that's how people are that gets in a church where the thorns are and where the pricks are and where there's a pastor who don't preach the Word of God, who he stands and plays games with people's souls.
Right. Yes, sir.
And therefore, they don't get took care of. And when the fertilizer comes around, they don't get fertilized. They fertilize the good ground.
Yeah.
They don't fertilize them thorns. And then next of all, it says they choked them. They sprung up and the thorns choked them. And then if you notice, he said they fell by, fell upon, fell among, and then the last fell into good ground.
Yeah.
Fell into good ground. Hallelujah, I'm glad I fell into good ground. I'm glad with my soul, when I heard the Word of God, the soul had been plowed, the ground was ready, and I'm glad it didn't get missed. It fell right in that row, and I tell you what, it says good, boy, when you go out there and you look at your garden, and it's down through there, and they still sprouting up, and you don't see none sprouting over here. It's all in the row. Thank God. I'm glad that I got in that row, and that I got planted that night, some 40-something years ago, God saved my soul. I hadn't changed no way. I've been the same for salvation as I was then, and I am now. I don't go here and say one thing and go to my church and say something else. I preach just like I preach anywhere. Brother Hyde preaches here the way he preached in Georgia, the way I've heard him preach in Kentucky. He preaches the same word. And that word gets in there and it goes down into.
Right.
It fell into good ground. And what happened? It got in good ground. And Brother Chris, when it got in good ground, and them roots started sprouting out. The more the word, the water was coming on, it got on me and it started growing. And them roots started getting deeper and deeper for the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, when the winds come or the bad mouths of people come, they couldn't sway me one way or the other. I was straight in the row. I was going on, and I've been going on for the Lord all these years, and I believe what the Word says, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that trumpet's going to sound, and I'm going to get out of here one day. No more COVID, no more this other mess. Thank God, I'm glad I'm homeward bound. I fell in the good ground. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
That ground was fertile. It was good, black dirt, but it was ready. I'm telling you what, that night I got saved, boy, God got on my heart. I mean, buddy, I scrunched down in the seat. I got up, my knuckles was white, and buddy, hanging on to the seat. I got up and come to the altar. When I got down there, God, man, I was ready to be planted. And when that seed come in my heart, that word came out, it started sprouting as soon as it got in there. There wasn't no waiting. They didn't have to wait. I didn't have to wait a week, 2 weeks. Man, as soon as he got in my heart, the Lord started dealing, and I started growing in the Lord. They say, oh yeah, go home. And felt like I'm healing somebody. Go home and wait and receive your healing. That stuff, a man's got to be crazy to believe that. I tell you what, Lord saved me.
Yep.
He done a number on me. Hey, he didn't halfway do it.
He didn't
partially do it. He did it for good. He said once and for all.
Right.
And that's what he did. He died once and for all. So he saved me one time. And that one time got me saved. I didn't have to keep going back. I didn't have to lay down and wander at night, Brother Keith. I tell you what, thank God, when I got saved, buddy. My life changed. I didn't drink no more. I drank from a different fountain. I didn't want to go out to the bars and do everything else that I did want to do. I didn't want to run around. All I wanted to do was go to church. My wife said, I got two churches. And then she got saved. Realize that's what happens. You get too churchy, you get too full of God, and the next day you know somebody next to you, they say, my goodness, what's wrong with him? All he knows is go to church and read his Bible. I tell you what, you got saved. You fell in good ground, the word did. And then it come forth and bring forth double and triple fold. I tell you what, it says it fell into good ground. So I'm glad today that when I got saved on August 15th, 1976, I don't know where my glasses are. There. I'm glad I got saved and it was a solid foundation.
Amen.
I'm glad Jesus come in. I've been denied the will of God before. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I tell you what, I just didn't keep going on and on and on like people do. People say, yeah, I'm saved, you know, I'm just denied the will of God. And yet they don't come to church for weeks, 2 weeks, three, a month. Where are they at? You know what I'm saying? Where are they at? I tell you what, there's something wrong in somebody's heart when you can stay at home and don't come to church and lay out loud. I have a burning in my soul and a longing for the house of God.
Amen.
It's different when you're sick and can't come. Brother Robert, when you can't come, buddy, it just burns on you. You want to come. And inside you, you want to come. But these people don't want to come. They just sit there and don't worry about it. You say something to them and they just ignore you. Something wrong somewhere. Something is wrong. That seed didn't get in the same ground that it got in me.
Amen.
When it got in me, brother, when it got in you, it got in a good ground. Got solid. And your roots shot out, buddy, and you've grown ever since.
Yes.
Boys, when God comes in your heart, when the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and breaks your heart, and He plants that seed, it starts growing right then. And the more water and more word of God you get, the more that seed grows.
Amen.
The more you long to do the things for Jesus, you long to have the power of God.
Yes,
I long to be in the service like this morning where the Holy Ghost come in and was moving.
Amen.
I long for that day at my church. I get tickled down there. I get to preaching and God get on me. I get to preaching with the power, and they'll start clapping, and then they'll start saying, hey, I say, well, praise God, that's better than nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm tickled, and I'm glad for it. I mean, I'd rather see that than them sit there and not even have a shout for
Amen.
God. I tell you what, give God the praise. This morning, I read those verses, praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Him. Praise Him don't mean sit there with your mouth shut. It means praise.
Yes,
it means get up and shout and praise and lift up your voice.
Amen.
You don't just keep it bottled inside.
No,
I guarantee you, Publishers Clearinghouse come out and give you that for $5,000 a week or whatever, a million. You'd do some praising. You'd be shouting. You'd be running. You'd be screaming, crying. You'd have some kind of emotion. You wouldn't just say, oh, thank you. No, you wouldn't do that. Heck no, you wouldn't. I tell you what, you'd have some praise on your lips. But I tell you what, you better get praise on your lips now. Jesus is coming. We talk about it, and we keep talking about it, and I believe it in my heart, and I look all the time. I'm looking every day, been looking for 40-some years. How much closer are we today than we was 40-some years ago? We at the door. We're literally, I believe, we're standing there waiting. What's it going to be when the Lord, you get up there? Amen. I can't wait till I get to heaven and I get out of this sin-sick world. I tell you, I don't want to push things, but I'm looking for the rapture. If the Lord comes, I'm ready to go.
Amen.
If He takes me away by death, I'm ready to go. But I tell you one thing. Bless God, I'll be there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll be there, whether you are or not. I don't know. But I'm going to be there. According to this book, according to what the Word says, I'm going to be in heaven.
Amen.
I hope you're going to be there. I look for you to be. You say you're saved.
Amen.
You're saved, you'll be there. So I just thank God for giving me this moment. Thank you, preacher.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you.